Hello, everybody. This is one half of the Truth Brothers, Ray Gage, welcoming you to the best of Truth Brothers Radio. And before we get started tonight, I would like to wish everybody out there a very, very Merry Christmas and a very, very Happy Kwanzaa. And now, without further ado, this is our episode, What's a Single Parent to Do? And the best of Truth Brothers Radio. Enjoy.
Gerald Irby. Listening to the Truth Brother Radio with Ray, Devon, and Candace. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Hotep.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a good day because it's time to get into it again. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And don't forget to press the number one to join the conversation. And as always, you guys know y'all can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Yeah, and we just got the chat room launched, and come on in and join the party, man. So.
All right.
Yeah. So, how was your weekend, minus that Sunday?
Minus my Sunday, man, I had a great weekend. I can't even complain, man. I enjoyed myself this weekend. I went, you know, saw baggage claim.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's okay. It's not a bad, it's a romantic comedy. It's really nice. It's a good date movie. You'll get a couple laughs, especially when somebody hit the screen, because I cried. I cried when Kimora Lee Simmons' her baby daddy hit the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing. All in all, shouts out to Trey Songz and Tia Mowry.
Yeah.
Their scene was the best scene.
Really?
Of the whole
That's
arc,
good.
Dude.
That's nice.
That was
so,
funny.
In other words, if you like 51st Dates, this is cool, too.
Exactly.
And
if
that's
you
good.
Like Friends with Benefits.
Right, right.
That's
cool.
Yeah. It's really nice. It's nice like that. So. Shouts out to everybody, you know, who went and seen that. But other than that, man, yeah, I had a great weekend. I can't complain. Yourself?
My weekend was up and down, up and down.
Really?
Got some stuff done. Didn't get some stuff done. Yeah. Got a surprise. People decided not to pay somebody. You don't need no money.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I was wondering what the hell you was talking about
for a second. For some reason, I didn't get paid. Didn't know why.
That happens.
When you
become a boss, things like that happen.
Right. So,
you set your game up. That's what happens, man.
But other
than that, man, I literally enjoyed myself this weekend, and I hope to do it again sometime, real soon.
There you go. Oh, is that a...
Say it again. I enjoyed myself this weekend, and I hope to do it again real soon. There you go. All right. What a dumb.
That wasn't even. You know, I was gonna be bogus. I knew what she wanted. I was.
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
Moving right along,
there you
man. Moving right along. Again, everybody, 818-514-1202. That's the number to join the conversation. Press that number one. And our second hour, we'll be talking about single parenting and single parents all around. Cause
not all, just mothers.
I was just about to say
I
know. And we have got... You see?
Yeah.
And we do have men who are single parents. So, yeah. Definitely want to get that out there. I know everybody knows one, or they are maybe one at this time. So
yeah.
Definitely get it out there, man. Get your point across and let us know how you feel.
So there you go. Yeah, who we hollering at?
First off, real quick, Shout out to everybody who went to change.org and not only signed for Michael Giles petition, but also signed for Marissa Alexander, who
That's
had her
right.
trial, and she had her 20-year sentence has been overturned.
Overturned by the appellate court.
Yes, so everybody, man, she was doing a good. So everybody, man, we got hers overturned. It's many more cases that need to be looked at, but we got to get our voices out there.
That's
get
right.
it heard. And let's not, you know, Michael Giles and Marissa Alexander aren't the only two. Those are just
yeah,
the only
did,
two we
did you
know
hear
about.
Did you hear the details of that, that the jury was out for 6 minutes for
yeah,
her?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's so wrong.
What a dumbass. Oh, we keeping it moving? I
yeah,
we
keeping it
okay,
moving.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, shout out to, also we got to send a shout out to Shorty Diva, Kyrie, Justin, Jason, Will, Heavy. What's up, y'all? We want to wish Sam Lee a speedy recovery, man.
Yes.
Shout out to my man, Sosa, man, lost his uncle over the weekend, bro. Keep your head up, man. Renee Day, Lonnie Irby, to Big Bruh, True Brothers personal comedian B. Cole. Got to say what's up to him, man. He murdered it that last Friday.
Yeah, and he's coming back, y'all.
Oh, yeah, we bringing B. Cole back, y'all, so be ready for that one. Marquita Williams, what's happening? Sydney Johnson, Denicia Boo, what's up, Mookie? Definitely get that out the way. And for DJs, B-Days, Adrian Pittner, Sierra Hopkins, Barbie, Roxy, Deb Bailey, Maurice Hall, Tracy Hill, all of y'all, happy birthday from the Truth Brothers. Love y'all.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. No, sorry. And all that.
You get anything you want to get off the top?
Anything I want to get off my chest?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I thought about it and I thought better of it. That's okay.
Well, real quick. I know I was telling you something offline before we get to this hour. Before we go into this terrible truth, y'all, I got to tell a story real quick. I was telling Big Brother Ray before we
yes.
he told me to say this, and I couldn't even tell it to him. Oh, and real quick, if y'all haven't seen that movie Insecure, oh my God, that is the funniest worst movie I've ever seen.
Fun bad, it's not good bad. You're not good. You don't go look at it to see a good movie. You're
yes.
seeing a bad movie.
But oh, my, it's like that movie Carla that I was telling everybody
yeah.
about. My God, Insecure was the funniest worst movie I've ever seen.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
Do you remember Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yes.
I used to love that show where they would be the two robots and
the
dude,
guy.
And they have to watch a bad movie, a fun bad movie, and they just sit there ripping on the movie.
Yep.
We ought to do that.
Dude, we are the kings of that. We
should. We ought to do that, yeah.
Dude, we step in the army, man. That's our thing. So, but real quick, got to tell this story, man. So, a friend of mine was telling me a story about he was at the job, and it's this old guy who we think is like the old guy Herbert, all Family Guy, right? The real Toby to come back.
The molester.
Bring you some good news. That dude, right?
Tight ass old man.
I did, kid. That dude, right?
Show tight ass. That's so wrong.
Where are you? Anyway, we'll get back to that. So anyway, it's an old guy at the job who he says that's like that. So he was telling me that he was in there one day and the guy was at a urinal. And he walked into
So this is the bathroom at the job.
Yeah.
Picture your regular old bathroom. Got multiple stalls,
multiple
so it ain't
stalls.
Like you locked the door.
Women, put it like this. Y'all, if you haven't seen a stall, it's like your toilet, vertical, with no walls, right?
There you go.
So, bam, the guy says, yeah, you know, he goes in the stall, right? He says the guy has his pants and drawers all the way down to his And women
he is sitting there like the pull-ups commercial. I'm a big kid now. He's standing there, cheeks out. Well, hey, young fella.
No. Now, the dude has a name. He calls everybody, right? Pomeroy, right?
Wait a minute. Oh, no. He calls him what? What?
Hold on, man. He calls him Pomeroy, right?
What a dumbass.
What the hell does that mean?
Dude, I have no clue, right? But he
got some old grease from the 40s.
Because he's an older dude. He has to be like 50, late, mid to late 50s, right? So his was crazy. He, my boy said he walks in, see the ass out, and the pants is drawn down to his ankles. He said, dude, taking the urine, looks back and look him in the face and say, Pomeroy.
Come on over here. Don't be shy. Come over here and shake it with Jangalang. Come over here and shake a little bit with Jangalang.
I was going to call him something. This dude said, he was like, come on, man. And he walked right.
Okay. Flies off for suckers. That fly is for suckers. A1A fly.
Pomeroy, look back there and see if there's a buff on my ass, is it?
818-514-1202. Do you work with an old person at your job?
Do you think they do?
That's old. Elderly.
Do you work with creepy old people at your job? That's
the like
question.
To pull their pants down.
Like, dude, when you go to the best. No, ladies, let me explain something to you.
You ain't got to explain
no,
that.
I need to say something real quick. There is not one man who goes to a urinal and pulls his pants all the way down.
There's nobody at the United Center at the Bulls game where you got a line out the door. This dude pulls it all the way down.
You, ladies, if you ever wanted to know why there's an extended line outside the door, because there's plenty of urinals, because there's a rule when you go in that urinal. Hey,
every other one. Give me
two
some space.
Stalls. There you go.
You better have some stall discipline. We gonna have a problem.
I don't want no.
Don't go pulling up. Don't go pulling up in a stall next to me. And didn't want to hold a conversation.
Because I don't want you to splash on me.
Man, D-Rose is hot today. Shut up and face forward.
Right. Looks like you're getting a little happy. Go ahead and do your business, man. We can get out of here. The game's about to start. Okay, now with that started.
Yes.
What better way to kick off the terrible truth?
This is the terrible truth. With your terrible ideas, Ray.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Gabby Sitter Bay's new ice cream bar, The Precious Pop, topped with chocolate sauce, starch, M&M shavings, onions, Febreze mist, donut glaze, Cool Ranch Doritos, biscuit grease, and motor oil.
There you go. And Pomeroy's ass grease. Known for busting bumps of old people. Get it at your local Walgreens or AARP.
Next to the Plan B pill.
Pomeroy. That's the theme of the night.
Pomeroy. Okay. Okay, y'all. We got to get to this table. Did you hear what was on that Precious Pop? That's like...
Hey, Pomeroy, go give me a Precious Pop.
I need to leave her alone, man. Okay. All right. Escaped inmate found hours later at Popeye's Chicken.
Because it's good.
Love that.
What's in the chicken wrap? My girl Mary. What's in the chicken wrap?
You got biscuits and corn grease. Oh, she was terrible. Anyway, shout out to Mary. 36. Oh, this happened in Chicago, by the way, people.
Good job, Chi-Town.
Good county.
Chi-Rack. God, that made me so mad last week.
Illinois. We'll get to it. 36-year-old Vincent Travail, a Cook County jail inmate, made a bold escape from his work program at the Chicago Animal Care and Control Facility. Investigators say he simply walked out the side door wearing a shirt that said inmate on the back and right under the nose of guards.
Yeah, but he was on the south side.
Everybody got an inmate shirt or a free Kiron shirt. Chief Carver Smith says this is the first escape since inmates began working here 2 years ago. Travell, along with 15 other inmates, were under the supervision of two guards while they fed animals and cleaned cages in the shelter on 28th and Weston. Around 11:30 a.m., Travell escaped after an aggressive manhunt. He was found inside of Popeye's Chicken at Addison and Weston on the north side.
On the north side.
Yes, sir.
Where they won't wear those shirts. So let's go to the one spot where they won't wear a shirt that says inmate.
No.
You big dummy.
Now, boy club. They'll wear that.
Dumbass.
Despite the bizarre escape, Chief Smith says the work program will continue.
Wow.
Inmate.
Wow.
Pomeroy. That's a real story, people. You found love that chicken at Popeye's.
There you go. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after these short messages.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Rep that till I fucking die. One neck, two chains, one way, two jacks. One walk, 20 black, food set, give me that. I ain't lime like blueprint, five mics. Go get the rhyme like, should've been signed twice. Most imitated, Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, cheerleader prominated. Stop player hated, I'm in my food bacon. Feel like the range of the food cake. You work the goddamn phase, crazy.
Hello everybody, this is Ray Gage of Truth Brothers Radio, taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@apt.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the Truth Brothers family. Peace. Truth Brothers Radio.
Rep that till I fucking die. One neck, two chains. One way, two jacks. One walk, 20 black. I ain't lying like blueprint, five mics. So get the rhyme like, should have been signed twice. Most imitated, Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, cheerleader prominated. Stop player hated, I'm in my food bacon. Feel like the range of the food cake. You work the goddamn phase, crazy.
Truth Brothers Radio, and on with the show. Do you like the show? Catch the show on iTunes.
Don't forget, you can always listen to the show just by simply dialing the number 818-514-1202. Because we got a lot of people that say they just prefer to listen by phone.
Yeah, we got a lot of people who do that. Yep.
So anybody who just wants to listen by phone and you're having problems with your internet or your web nets or whatever you want to call it, you be sure to just say 818-514-1202. Listen to the show. You want to say something about Pomeroy or whatever Precious new ice cream bar is. Press that number one and enjoy the conversation.
Inmates going to get chicken.
It's all in
instead
there.
Of being on the run.
Love that chicken.
There you go. Well, speaking of idiots, rapper's Instagram sparks New York's biggest gun bust. An aspiring rapper who brags about selling guns on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Posted pictures of wads of cash and firearms. Had sparked the biggest firearms bust in New York's history.
Because I keeps it trill.
Matthew Best, 26, posted photos and videos of cash and guns on Instagram and YouTube.
Goes by the nickname Richard Beater.
Pomeroy. The New York Daily News reports police spotted the post. And an undercover officer used the information to buy more than 200 guns from the multi-state trafficking ring.
200 guns.
200. Just going undercover with a fake mustache.
Right.
The gun bust netted 254 weapons and 19 suspects in fewer than 12 months, authorities said. The haul included military-grade machine guns and silencers, as the large weapons themselves and Soviet-era assault rifles with flash and smoke suppressors.
Sounds like a TI garage sale.
Okay. The arsenal's most powerful weapons, 45 caliber handgun, could kill an elephant, said law enforcement.
So imagine what it would do to press.
Ooh,
whatever.
There you go.
She needs to lose weight.
There you go.
She does, man.
The arms was initially brought for $200 and $300 a pop through two networks, one in South Carolina and the other one in North Carolina.
Of course.
The Carolina boys.
Kakalaka.
There you go.
North.
In the states where gun laws are notoriously weak, officials said, they were resold at an average of $800 each in New York. One MAC-10 handgun with a 15-round clip went for $3,000. The thugs knew where they could get top price in New York, given its strict gun laws, authorities said. These guys was just about quick money. They didn't care how the guns were being used, the officers said.
Yeah. You
think? There you go. And my man spoiled it all by putting on Instagram, call me Buck Buck.
Hashtag, we guess it is.
You don't like it?
Started from the bottom, now we queer. I hate knuckle.
Right.
Whatever. I'm there. It's my life right now.
We got the greatest sale going on. Come see me now. All for y'all. Don't let these gun laws stop you. Call me MC Firearms.
Hashtag lose your child.
There you go.
I hate people. All right.
Put it in your kid's lunchbox.
The bang box.
I hate people.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Check this out, right? Utah woman pleads guilty in telepathic rape case for having her husband. And a Thursday.
Man, so now you can telepathically.
Yes. She said, dude, man, I was reading. Now I had to read
that's
this.
That's true. That's happening all over America.
Dude, what you think dudes are doing? What you think this 16-year-old boy is doing to Nicki Minaj right now in his brain?
In his brain.
And
he
his
don't
hand.
Catch a break.
And his hand is going to full.
Mom just bought a fresh bottle of Jergens.
Don't know why they call it Jergens. This should be called Jerkin.
Or Pomeroy. Boy, get that Jergens out your hand. Use this Pomeroy.
It's ass sticky. That Pomeroy is ass sticky.
Made from the sperm of 80-year-olds.
Oh, boo! Boo on you,
man,
sir!
We'll be on here long. We need a filter. At a Thursday pre-trial conference, Maloney Select guilty but mentally ill to charges of attempted criminal solicitation and possession of a dangerous weapon by a restricted person, according to court documents. Sillette's husband, Michael Sillette, shot neighbor Tony Pierce in the back two times with a handgun. Maloney Sillette had convinced her husband that Pierce had telepathically raped her on many occasions.
Every time he spoke to me in the morning. And the husband, he did what?
In your brain? No, in his brain. Oh, that's a...
Oh, I'll take care of this.
Where's me spitting?
Morning, Joe. Hey, Bill. How you doing? Wait.
Quit touching my wife's breasts in your brain.
Quit thinking about them.
They're my long breasts, and I love them. After several, Never mind. We're going to read the story.
Yep.
After several evaluations over whether Michael Sillette was contempt enough to stand trial, Judge Thomas K. ruled he was, according to court documents. In January, Michael Sillette pled guilty to the charges of attempted murder and possession of a dangerous weapon by a restricted person. In May, he was sentenced to 30 years in prison with his commitment to begin at the Utah State Hospital, according to court documents. Again, a similar debate over whether Maloney, the woman, should stand trial even ended after multiple evaluations, and Judge K ruled that she was also in contempt. Yeah,
so two retards got together and bought a house.
There you go.
And the poor neighbor called it. He's always thinking about me.
I wonder why. Then she reached in her dress and pulled it. Is this what you want, Piers? Are these? No. Yes, you do. I'm going to get Michael over here. He's going to shoot you something good.
For thinking about me.
She also.
Gentlemen. There's gentlemen out there who know you've got a fine girl. Mm-hmm. You've got a fine wife.
Yes.
Very nice looking.
You're dating a fine woman.
Uh-huh. People are thinking. Get over it.
Put it like this.
People are thinking. The guy and the girl.
No doubt. Here's what I was about to say. Think about it like this. Before you go talk to that girl that you see over in the distance that you can't see her face at all.
What were you thinking?
What was you thinking about as she was walking away from you?
Bow chicka wow wow.
Yeah, I need some plan B. Because I can clearly see plan A is going to work as planned. By the way, I need to go to the store and buy some Pomeroy, too.
There you go.
Because, dude, that's
there
what
you
I'm
go.
Saying. So,
that's the whole, remember the LL Cool J song?
Which one?
Hey Lover.
Oh.
That's all about mental. That's all he did was at the roller rink mentally raping this girl.
So what is, if you go to the strip club and you thinking what you're doing to that stripper, are you mentally raping her?
You're mentally.
Okay.
Mentally. And hey, ladies, you do it too.
Oh, yeah. Magic Mike wasn't for us. There you go. Nobody wants to see
you. You're on the job. There's the young janitor, Emilio, sweeping the floor as usual. You're thinking about it.
You're Ben's Emilio. Take him to the
you
back.
You could be working in the Popeyes. Young brother with dreads walk in.
Okay.
You're 62. Your brain is going.
I wonder what that brother right there. Girl, he's 6'3" and wears a 13. You tell me what I'm thinking about. Hello.
I'm old. I'm not dead.
It's like powder down there, but it's good powder. Anyway.
Wow.
She now awaits a sentencing hearing that's set for October 31st. According to arrest warrant, Maloney, the girl, brought the handgun for her husband 11 years ago. So the retards can buy guns.
In North Carolina and South Carolina and in parts of New York if you watch your Instagram.
There you go. The couple kept the gun. The couple kept the gun under a pillow in their bed.
There you go. In case that pesky tooth fairy comes around.
Damn it, Maloney, you're spilling my juice box.
Can you picture they wedding?
Dude, I know they had. Oh, I can picture it. First off, that ain't chocolate cake. Let's just get
it. What? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. and Mrs. Slub.
Let's get it resolved. Put your hand in the air, try to break your wrist. Then I toss your chest and try to fight your fist. And go bang, 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 bang.
It's their first dance.
Watch they keep up in here.
It's a slow jam. It's a slow jam. Okay. A representative from the Davis County Attorney's Office was not available to comment on the case on Monday. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just, I'm done.
Speaking of Speaking of done.
Done. Yeah. Speaking of done.
We got to catch ourselves. We'll be right back. Pomeroy, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They
Radio.
Don't you put it in your mouth, don't you put it in your mouth, don't you stop it in your face, don't stop it in your face, for it might look good to you, for it might look good to you, and it might look good to taste, and it might look good to taste, you could get sick.
Before you put anything in your mouth.
A message from the Sandusky's Boys Club, horsing around with kids for over 20 years.
I'd like to make a request.
What you want to hear, baby?
True Brothers Radio.
Like the locks on the bin. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Yeah, that's Truth Brothers Radio. That's a shout out to Shorty Diva right there.
That's our favorite song.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. You're always requesting it. We got a lot of listeners, man, and some of y'all get on our Facebook page and participate. You know, we got a spot up on our page for a section called You Know What Makes My Ass Itch. Get in there and put your comments in there.
You know what, man? Real quick.
Yeah.
Dudes that don't respect your urinal space. That makes
there you
my
go.
Ass itch. Yeah,
there you
I don't
go.
Like that. Hey,
drop
man.
Them.
There you go. Yeah, pretty much.
You know what makes my sluffs getting married?
Getting retarded at the slow jam. I hate them. No, I want to kick a slough down some stairs. That's just where I'm at there,
that's
man.
That's kind of how they got there.
Well, that ain't my life. I don't care. Maybe the, man, I don't know. And hey. I'm not knocking anybody who has is the word, can you say retarded? Can you say it? Is that the right word? Or is just been?
Let's get retarded. Put your hand in the air, try to break your wrist. Then the cross your chest and try to bite your lip. And go bang 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 bang.
Yeah, you
can't
say it.
You
can. Okay,
there
just
you
wanted
go.
To make sure.
There you go. No. Speaking of retarded,
go ahead. I'm
just... Let me get this one out. French court finds mother for 3-year-old jihad, I am a bomb t-shirt.
Woo! We ain't gonna touch that one, eh? Yet.
Tell me he didn't just say that.
Yes, sir. Paris. A woman who sent her 3-year-old son called jihad to school in a t-shirt that marked jihad, born September 11th. I am a bomb.
Are you? Oh, nah, man.
Was fined and given a suspended jail sentence by a French court on Friday.
That's not even cool.
Majara Burger was found guilty of condoning a criminal act along with her brother Zayed, who brought the child the T-shirt, recalling Islamist militant groups Al Qaeda's attack on New York in September 11th, 2001, that killed close to 3,000 people. The matter ended up in court after Jihad went to his nursery school in September 2012 wearing a T-shirt upsetting staff and prompting local officials to take legal action.
That's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
That's really, really.
That
really
is, you are trying to get your kid messed up. Yeah, I don't
even know what to say behind.
So let me guess. You got the brother Zayed, real militant type, mm-hmm. walking through the local French mall. There's one of them T-shirt shops
that he just couldn't pass.
And he said, I don't think I'm gonna get my little nephew a T-shirt, but what should I get? What should I get?
Top of the morning.
You should make a statement.
Something,
go big.
Something that says you won't look at me the same way again.
Be bold. Say how you really feel. Lou out.
Who's holding my floor door?
Damn it, open my floor door. Who we got? Who's holding
Sherman Hemsley.
Oh, my.
Sherman Hemsley.
I told you to open my damn floor door.
No ass ain't moving on up. Open my floor door.
Yeah, Sherman Hemsley's in hell.
You think so?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, all right, fuck it.
Why not? He in hell for amen. That's a sentence right there. I seen the show.
He was horrible. He wasn't a horrible person. It was just that show just didn't curl all the way over for me. Real quick, man.
Yes.
Ghetto Tracker app that helps the rich avoid poor is it as bad as it sounds? In less than 24 hours, a new act tactfully called Ghetto Tracker. A service seeking to help people...
Stay away from the dog.
It needs to be called dog repair.
Where is the ghetto tracker? This GPS is acting up.
Hurry, we're dying with the Smiths at 8. It seems that we're spinning past a lot of charges on very big chrome rims, sweetie.
Have you ever been invited to the Obamas? In High Park. A lot of neighborhoods you got to skirt around to get there.
But
use Ghetto Tracker.
The app that helps keeps the dogs back.
Oh,
here we go. It's already gotten enough backlash to prompt an immediate name change to the good part of town.
Out of town.
However, the PR may not do much to alter the public's reception of the app, which critics are saying slamming racism, classism, and helping the rich to avoid the poor. The app functions by allowing locals to rate the safety of different parts of the given area. According to the week of origin of the page, featured a white family of four smiling alongside the app promised to show the users which part of town is a safe. It was a safe.
Especially if you ain't
got
Jimmy John's number. You've seen the commercial.
In addition to the name change, all mention of the word ghetto has been removed from the site because that's too.
Warning! Cool. Warning!
There you go.
Oh Lord!
Yes, sir.
This racism is killing me inside.
The site now features an ethnic.
Hi, I'm James Earl Jones. I'll be guiding you.
No, not a left there. There's a liquor store.
Foremost. Shouts out to anybody hanging out at Foremost Liquors.
87.
Your life is over.
And everybody over there on 87 and Stony. You know where you are.
You know where you are.
And shout out to Ron. He hangs over there, too. And an email sent to Gawker. Steve said it changed the name in response to emails from a woman whose family had been contained in an actual World War II ghetto, right? And one
the Jews, The Jews took offense.
The Holocaust victims.
The Jews took the.
Man, that's who made the. Because ghetto, we all. You all need to jump in the air and have a pause when that come on.
I like America.
That's
like mental.
The black beater.
America. The black raper.
Here we go. I can't be held responsible for the assumption people may make in regards to the factors like race and income.
It's called avoid a bad neighborhood.
It's called the ghetto tracker.
Let's go over what makes the neighborhood bad. Is
First
it income?
Off, sure.
Have you drove through a neighborhood and went about 15, 30 minutes and haven't seen a grocery store? Bunch of people hanging out on the corner.
In white tees.
That's what the app is for. To help you.
But now, because we're so concerned, we'll change it to the good part of town.
We'll help you get. Let me ask you something. Type in Inglewood.
Where would you want to go? Only thing that came out of Inglewood that was good is Anthony Davis. That's the only thing.
And they got those trophies out of there fast.
Dude. And shouts out to my man Anthony Davis. He built a park over there, man, and it's old school. And it is shouts out to my man giving back to the community, man. That is definitely what's
nice.
Too
bad the app tracker ain't gonna see that.
Nope, they're gonna
not
write,
gonna take too kindly on that.
They're gonna. It don't matter because somebody's gonna write GDN on that backboard real soon. So it don't
even
matter.
That's cold.
Whatever, Inglewood.
Yeah, notice I ain't pressing no buttons, because unfortunately.
There you go. But critics have pointed out the app's adverse effects on the community, regardless of the app's intentions. It's pretty detrimental to society when we reinforce the idea that poor or crime-heavy areas are placed to be category avoided or shamed. David Holmes said that. Now, I'm going to turn this story off, and I'm going to comment on that real
gentrification.
Quick.
Gentrification. They do it on purpose. You got the rich person who says, man, I like some of that land over there by the lakefront.
Yeah.
But damn, it's so high. Why don't we build some projects over there and let them stay up for about 30 years?
Uh-huh.
Then I can get the land at a nice price that I like.
Call it dark cheap. That's what I can get it for. But see,
dark cheap.
Yes. My problem to what my man just said is, dude, it's not that people are ashamed of certain areas. Now, let's not get it twisted. It's not called Chirac for no reason. Therefore.
And usually the people that the app will start beeping on calls it Chirac.
Exactly. So let's get something twisted. There are parts of Chicago that is Chirac, but the people who actually give a damn about their area and downtown, up north, whatever the case may be.
High Park,
yeah.
Bronzeville got a fight. Bronzeville's got
a
fight.
But
you got people who saying, damn it, we're not going to let you tear this up.
Not all the way. Because once you cross over a certain part.
Yes, it's a fight. It's a fight.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that's.
It's a hard fight, too.
Yeah, they're losing.
Let's put up the home of the blues signs up here. Next thing you know, you got people spray painting on it.
Yeah. Now they got HMB. So it's just.
Hey, 818-514-1202.
Press that number one to join the conversation. But the thing is about what dude just said, though. Yes, the apps should be designed to keep you out of certain areas if you're coming into town or whatever the case may be. I don't even agree with that. No, the reason what I'm saying is I personally like to avoid certain areas, not because I fear the areas, but let's just say, look, we out, you know, we want to go to the park, take the little youngins or whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
Would you take them to the park in Inglewood, or would you take them to
me myself?
Comiskey?
Right. Me myself? But let's just be real then, since we're going to do this, True Brothers Radio. Let's be real.
Okay.
Yes, you have a reason to want to avoid certain neighborhoods, because you can get mistaken from being from another neighborhood and you'll get shot.
Yes, I will.
But our Caucasian friends and family members
always get respected.
They look, if you people really believe that there's people, white people who go into Inglewood, the West Side, Austin area, go into bad neighborhoods and get shot and robbed and stripped of their BMWs, you're tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people of the Caucasian community go to get their drugs and their weed. They send their children to go get their weed from Inglewood, the West Side, Roseland, Pullman, what have you.
Yeah, you're right.
And the drug dealers say, hey, don't touch them. Those are my clients.
And they bring money.
And if you're going to hurt my business. No business, whether it's legal or illegal, can survive if its patrons get beat up.
Indeed.
So you've heard about the suburban mom who goes into the hood to get her weed. It happens. It's true.
But
white people do not get accosted and attacked in black neighborhoods nowhere near the same rate as you do.
True.
Even if you were going to buy weed, you still can get shot.
Because
why is your T-shirt so white?
Let's bloody that up. Let's put some tight Hines on that T-shirt.
A little ketchup. Don't like it.
But that's my point though. When you come to realize that I don't want to say they because it makes me sound bad. But when you get to a point where when a certain group of people can enter your area and not have any type of problems, versus your own people entering the same area and have the same or have worse problems than them. That is a problem.
Yeah.
I just don't think that people understand. I don't think they understand why they're doing it though. That's just my personal
belief. It's just a jerk who's playing on people's emotions and playing on stereotypes to make a buck.
Well,
let's avoid the bad. No one, nothing. Look, they just built a Whole Foods in Inglewood. A Whole Foods.
Well, they're about to, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, when the surveyors came in there to survey the land, did they get jumped? When Whole Foods came out there to look at the site, they didn't come out there in Ford. They came out there in Beamers. Did anything happen? No.
But if you pulled up,
but if you pull up in there and you ain't got a basketball in your hand or a mic,
even if you do,
see,
it's the reason my man ain't went back to Inglewood, bruh.
See,
so I'm just saying. Why, yeah, stop hating yourself, love yourself, people. Once you understand that, your life will be great, man. Trust me. I love myself. That's just me.
That's a public service announcement for True Colors Radio.
I think, yeah. And this is not no fight the power type of thing or whatever. We just having fun talking business. But it's Ghetto Track app, man. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Focus.
You move out of certain areas to provide a better life for your kids. Like, I left I left the south side of Chicago to come out here to get, I mean, for my job, personally. I mean, I love my job, and it puts me a lot closer. But at the same time, I mean, when I first got out here, I'm like, man, I'm a south side kid. I love it, this, that, and the third. But once you get a taste of just, you know what?
What is that? Crickets.
Yeah. It's nice not hearing a police siren go off every 5 minutes or a gunshot flying through your crib or something like that at night. You get used to hearing that, and you kind of enjoy yourself. So, those used to put me to sleep, like train.
Yeah, know what makes my ass itch?
What's that there?
You know what makes my ass itch?
What you got?
You buy your house. Enjoy your house. But the people who want to have a picnic in front of their house, they want a barbecue in the front, not the backyard.
That makes your ass itch.
That makes my... You want barbecue in the front. You want to put the card table up in the middle of the front lawn. Back, you got an acre and a half in the back.
That really makes your ass
Nothing's
itch.
Going on back there. Everything is in the front of the house.
Yes,
does. That's what the backyard's for.
It's for that
only. Everybody in the neighborhood don't want to see your Uncle Zeke dance to
Blur
Let's
Life.
Get It On. No one wants to see that. Do that in the backyard.
Nobody wants to see him dance to No Matter How Hard It Gets.
Pomeroy.
Pomeroy. No matter how hard it gets, it's still for you.
There you go.
All right.
Go ahead.
No,
I digress.
No, I've done my piece.
You're done?
Yeah. That's it? Ghetto Trackers. Or better yet, the good side of town.
There you go. Polish one wants to have sex with 100,000 men.
And I'm in line. I got my ticket right here. My ticket's right here.
Oh.
You big dummy.
Oh. A 21-year-old.
That's my ticket, y'all.
That's your ticket.
My ticket says number 439.
Call me.
Call me. I am waiting to get my beat. You ever been to a restaurant and they paid? Restaurant. Ooh, that was bad. But
they gave you the pager. It'll vibrate when it's your turn.
Yes, sir, I might leave me at show. Right, single parents are so, hey, oh, man, my page is going off. I'm coming,
go.
Baby.
Truth ain't in you. Got hey, whoa, truth ain't in you. See you later.
Good night. Polish woman getting Polish. Go ahead.
Gotta go. I'm coming.
Wilma. I got a rubble. Blow her bill back.
Go ahead. I got these cocoa pebbles.
Yeah. I'm finna go show his wabbit season. Of course you know this means war. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. My God. A 21-year-old
oh, yeah.
woman from Poland is on a mission. Despite having a serious boyfriend, her goal is to sleep her way through Europe. No, she doesn't want to have a snooze in a lot of countries. She wants to sex her way through the continent in a quest to shag 100,000 men.
Yes, sir.
In Europe. You're not going to count.
Oh, that's, you know, I count.
You're not going to count.
I'm going to reach out from here. Open your window.
I count as five.
This is getting bad.
Yes.
Bad. All right. This is not my
Oh, it's not either. Just saying Europe she plans to set her sight on. The woman is after a world record starting in Poland. She's already racked up 284 sexual partners.
Congratulations.
And when her home country comes up dry, she'll move into neighboring countries to spread her love. Her serious boyfriend is not thrilled, to say the least.
I bet.
But he ain't leaving.
Because she's going through Nicaragua. That's right. Soon as she touched down with them pyramids, that he's upset. Once she go deeper,
what country is she going in again? I know you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
What country is she in?
Nicaragua. Once she hit
or Kobe land.
He used to go to the land of the dark giants, not the frost giants. Get Thor, whore. That's what
the dark world.
He's going through the dark world, that's up. And there are guys looking like they want to say Pomeroy looking at us. There are guys looking like they want to say
you
Pomeroy.
Say that movie ain't. Yeah, bad day for Thor. The dog, because Jane don't look like she want to leave.
Sorry, Thor. But I'm at number 439, and his name's Patrick. I got to get over there. Hey, man, move your hammer. Yeah, she's Polish. She won't Thor.
Thor is not pleased, to say the least. Oh.
Nigga, that's what she's doing. Yes, sir.
That's bad. That is bad.
Really?
Oh, my God.
We know where she's going.
Why do you keep heading south? Russia's the other way.
Huh? Look, this boy tickled my liver. I got to go back. Okay. Yeah, this is getting bad. And X-ray. Okay, we got to reel it back, man. We really got to reel this back because we are, yeah, we're losing it.
Yeah, we've been told that we are, yeah, without the producer supreme, it gets bad.
Our filter is all the way gone. We are, I'm sure we lost 9 listeners today.
Ooh, man. Yeah, so she's working her way through Europe like you work your way through school.
I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at her.
Think she can reach her goal?
Yeah. If Pinky can do it, anybody can. And she don't have HIV, man.
Well, that's good. I'm
that
happy.
That is really, yeah, I am. I know a lot of people don't care. But the story went out and she.
Yeah, I didn't want to wish that on the girl. That ain't cool.
I mean, she's a great talent to the industry and, you know.
What? Come on. She's got a leg up on the Polish girl.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, she get a hold of that Polish girl. Because a Pinky get a hold to you.
Oh, yeah.
Pinky put back work in.
Yeah. Pinky. She throw her hips in.
She throw that drilling down. You mother teach your ass to come in here.
Give us some vagina monologue.
Get them steaks on the grill.
We're losing it. We're really losing it, man. This is getting bad.
Oh.
This is getting really bad.
Oh, my God.
We couldn't be on right there. This is XM only. We need that deal.
Say we make that switch, it ain't going.
Yeah, this is XM only. Take that filter off of us. We need that filter.
Ooh.
I'm ahead.
We're coming up on the second hour, people.
Yeah.
In the second hour, we're going to talk about what's a single parent to do. We want everybody's comments. Feel free to say whatever it is you want to say. And, again, another precursor. This is just not talking about women. Women aren't the only single parent out there. Believe it or not, there are some men who says, yes, I will raise my child, even if it's by myself.
Yes. And, of course, if you have any grievances, not to a person in particular, we don't want names or nothing like that, but what's the hardest part to you about being a single parent? What do you think is the what do you think affects the kids the most, the kid or kids the most about being a single parent? These are the things we're going to get into.
Yeah, or on the other hand, what ticks you off? What about, y'all know everybody knows somebody, whether it be a guy or a girl, go out there making babies or having babies and ain't trying to settle down with nobody.
On purpose.
On the other half of the show, Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks the hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Call the game, fuck the glow, call my name, fuck the law, all the veins, feel it like a wall of pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your veins. We make the square dance.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and not the door. Cause when you try it once, you won't try it tomorrow. Time doesn't matter and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big and bad. But you're not, but you're not. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust the nut. Lightly tested and hard as well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Everybody does it, they like it a lot. Just don't get caught. It takes a few minutes if you don't delay. Take your time, make your life okay. Bust a nut,
bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. It might be toasted and hard as well.
Enjoy yourself, we won't count.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store.
You want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Say another thing.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-51202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And you know that we got the chat room open. It's live and popping. Feel free to come on in and speak your piece.
All right, real quick, little news that we just got in here. It seems that people can sign up if you want to get it covered by the Affordable Care Act, which, you know, everybody knows now as Obamacare. You can sign up for that starting tomorrow.
The exchange is open tomorrow.
Right. They're going to have the State Illinois website. Well, this is the one we got, and the help desk will be available starting Tuesday, October 1st. But not before then. It's you go to www.getcoveredillinois.gov. www.getcoveredillinois.gov. Number again, and the number is 866-311-1119.
There you go. And if you've got an employer who's not trying to cover you with health care, go ahead and go to the exchange and sign up. Even if you're having trouble affording some of the prices, they will have subsidies there that will help you get health care.
Absolutely.
This is why they want to shut the government down starting at midnight.
Exactly.
They're trying to hold the country hostage because people are going to be able to get health care. And when people see how well it worked, they're going to look like the biggest ass clowns on the planet. And they know this. That's why they're just doing whatever it takes to try to shut this thing down. And for everybody who's worried about the government shutdown, don't be. Even if they shut down the government, the healthcare exchanges will still be up and running. You still will be able to sign up. It won't stop anything. If they shut down the government and you do a Social Security check, your Social Security check will still go out. Your aid check will still go out. Your unemployment check will still go
out.
Don't
let them scare you.
Don't let them scare you into something.
Everything is going to shut down tomorrow. You won't be able to go to the DMV. You won't be able to get your check. That's not the case. They're trying to put this fear of like you said, they're holding. They're not even trying to just hold Obama hostage.
No, they're holding the country.
They're trying to scare you into believe they actually can hold the country hostage.
Exactly.
And they cannot do that.
Exactly.
So if you need to get covered, go get covered.
And this, what you're seeing now, is one of the most important reasons on why you have to get out there and vote. A democracy is a participation sport. You can't sit on the bench. You can't sit in the stands and complain. You have to get out there and participate. Is it a pain sometimes? Yeah. Do you have to be aware? Yes, you do. Sometimes you have to skip one Friday night of going to the club, getting drunk off of Patron, to get sober and deal with some issues.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, there's a time to party, time to get serious. Simple as that. But you got to get out there and you got to be aware. And the reason that all of this is happening right now is because in 2010, we did not go out there and vote, and all these Tea Party idiots got in. And then because at the time they got in, was the same time the census was going down and they drew new districts. A lot of these Tea Party people are gerrymandered into having such safe seats. It will take a hell of a miracle to get them out of their seats. But all that happened because we didn't go out there and do what we were supposed to do.
Absolutely. And if you guys got any questions, I'm actually looking through the website as we speak. They answer a lot of questions right here. Man, they got questions of, what if I can't afford the premium? If I have a pre-existing condition, do I pay more at the same rates?
No, you do not.
How does it affect the veterans? They got pretty much every question you would want to ask. They have answers to right here, and bullet points on everything that you'll be able to do, and it's great. It's really great. It's going to help out a lot of people. So definitely, if you're not covered through your job or whatever, definitely, people, you need to get insured. You need to take care of yourself because nobody else will. So get insured. Get that back ache looked at. Get your toe knuckles looked at.
That's all right. Get the gout looked at.
Right.
All that nagging ailments.
Right. Don't just be like we I'm gonna say we here, and I'm putting my air quote. Don't just be how we are and say, oh, it'll take care of itself. Jesus will take the wheel. Let's not be stupid and do that, people. Just go get looked at, get covered. Don't pay as much. That's all I'm gonna say.
There you go. This was a long fight, and it's telling you that it's something important. As you see how these people are acting, trying to keep it from you, they'll lie to you. They'll break the law. Anything it takes to keep you from getting this, which means it's got to be something really nice.
And it's a big money making person. Healthcare, we don't got all off topic. Health
no,
coverage,
we on topic. We'll bring it back.
Coverage is one of the most lucrative things in this country. All the money come from medicines and doctor visits and child checkups.
Yep.
And all these other things that just going on right now. And you getting something as this that can help you afford it, and it's not causing you as much as a strain as any other thing. Guys, just check the website.
Yeah,
let me give them the website one more time.
Give them the website.
It's www.getcoveredillinois.gov. COVERED Illinois.gov. 866-311-1119. Check the number out. Ask any questions. They'll have the help desk open starting tomorrow, Tuesday, October 1st. Guys, just call any questions. It don't hurt to call. It don't hurt to visit the site.
There you go.
You can go on Facebook for an hour. You can go on your Instagram for an hour. Look this up for an hour. Obamacare.
You know, something to think about. Isn't it amazing how you can make more money treating a disease than curing a disease?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Because the money's not in the cure. The money's in the treatment. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, man, why do you – I mean, you got to look at things on his face, man. They had a cure for AIDS 10 years ago. They had a cure for AIDS. I actually had the
– it was longer than that, but go ahead.
No, well, that's – I mean, the research I did, it was a actual patent that you type into Google, and a friend of mine, Ebony Singleton now, because she's been married, shouts out to her. Ebony Singleton showed me this the patent number, and I Googled it, and – there it popped up, but it's not on your CNNs, your Foxes, your MSNBCs. You got to research things.
That's right. You know what your CNNs and your MSNBCs and your ABC News, you know what they like to do? They'll tell you, the government shut down. We're hours away. Republicans are trying to shut the government down. The Democrats are trying to stop them. What's going to happen? They don't even tell you the backstory as to why they're doing this ploy. Yep,
that's ABC too.
They don't even tell you that they're trying right now. The messed up part is the compromise that they're trying to do is only a stopgap measure until November. Mm-hmm. When you're gonna hear the same damn thing all over again?
Yep.
Why is that? Why is it that you got certain politicians who rather put money into building a bomb than fixing a street?
Why is it that these are the same politicians that would rather bomb Syria than fix Detroit? It's the same thing to me.
They have built so many schools in Afghanistan only for them to be blown up again by the Taliban. But they won't build a school in your neighborhood.
Nope. But they'll build
a school. Will build a school.
Oh yeah. And they'll build a prison. They'll build a prison quick as ever.
Yep.
A for-profit prison at that, though. That's what's crazy. But,
how many hospitals did they close down in the city last year?
How many schools did they close this year?
50. And 50.
I'm willing to bet
yellow brick road signs that say safe passage.
That they're shooting the kids on anyway.
If it was so damn simple to make a safe passage sign, which means now the kids can travel through a neighborhood safely in 2013, why ain't they done it before if it's so simple?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they do it before? Why didn't they do it in 78?
Because they
why didn't they do it in 93? Why didn't they do it in 2005?
No answer.
If it was just a simple, we put up a sign, this is a safe passage, and all of the bullets just stopped and go in another direction because that's a safe passage.
No. Can't hit the kids on a yellow brick road. That's wrong. And the thing about it is, if it's so safe, and you're highly public, you're putting this thing out to the public so much that it's safe. So now you're drawing too much attention to it, to my opinion. You're drawing so much attention to the safe pathway that you're making people want to see. Okay, you got knuckles that want to say, all right, let's dirty these blocks up a little bit and make it unsafe for the kids. Now
I don't think no one will be that damn cruel.
You've got
idiots, but when idiots do stuff, they do it out of blind rage. Them idiots that shot up the park, they wasn't, let's go hit the 3-year-olds. They just wanted to just throw some rounds at some knuckles.
That's what I'm saying.
And they didn't care,
That's normally how it happens. They never hit the target. They hit the bystander.
Right.
And yellow A. Wasn't Ron Ron, who now is over at Bloom Trail or whatever the school, well, it can't be Bloom Trail, but ain't Ron Ron that used to go to Dunbar, he's over there at what you call it now.
Yeah, Morgan Park.
He takes the self-safe passageway now. We know that runs from A to B, so
there
let's
you go
meet him over there.
Now, you got a point there.
That's what I'm
now
saying.
Now, you got a point there.
Now,
818-514-1202. We will be getting into the single parents because a lot of this has a play into it. A lot of these young, oh God, I'm gonna call them men. Young men, I'm just using that phrase loosely. Young boys out there who are doing this crap. A lot of them didn't grow up in a two-parent household. A lot of them didn't have a father in the home. Some of them didn't have a mother in the home. Grandma had to step in.
True. Yeah.
And some of them was taken in by G-Ron on the street.
And he helped them.
How many news reports when you hear about the shootings where you hear about, well, it was a 15-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 25-year-old?
Mm-hmm. Because he wants to be real with the nugs. That's life, man.
Yeah.
But I had to ask a question to you. And I wanted to propose it to the listeners, especially the
818-514-1202.
I mean, I know we have some out there in the audience. So here's a question. Is it true mama's baby, daddy's maybe?
Yes.
That's absolutely true.
I'm going to break it down to you how true it is.
818-514-1202 to join the conversation. Press that number 1 on your phone.
There you go. And what U85ers out there will call Egypt, but people who are aware know it's Kemet. The successional line of the pharaoh didn't go through the father. It went through the mother because mama's baby, daddy's maybe. That's exactly why.
Okay.
So that's exactly why.
Now, see, you're taking it to...
Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah. Let's apply that to modern day society. And I know what you're saying.
I got you.
But let's apply it to 63rd and King Drive.
63rd and King Drive. This is what the law, and this is not truth, brother. So please don't get mad at Ray or Devon for what I'm about to say. This is the law. If you call a lawyer, he will tell you or she will tell you this. Men, if you got your girl pregnant and you guys are together and y'all gonna be married, all of that. But y'all had a baby first. She's in the or if you got married, she's in the hospital. Just spent 19 hours in labor, natural labor. Mm-hmm. Gave it all she got. Didn't take the epidural. Toughed it out like a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And is holding this baby boy, bouncing baby boy in her arms. The law says that a man is supposed to, at that point, say, hey, I think I need that DNA test right now.
The law says that?
The law says that. It would be wise for a man to get a DNA test then and there, so that way you won't get caught in paying back child support. You won't get caught in the loop of paying child support if that child's not yours, because there's been a lot of cases of dudes who've been in it 10, 12, 14 years of paying child support to find out that the kid isn't his. And a lot of times they don't let him out of his obligation at that point.
True. Now, that's when it works, and here's the thing. That That's such a touchy subject.
It is.
Where
the law tell you it's wise, I'm not going to be saying, bringing up something like that while my girl just gave birth.
Exactly.
You're not gonna, her mother, her dad is
in the
room.
Room.
Everybody's there. Here you come talking about you want a paternity test at this, DNA test. Forget a blood test.
Right.
DNA.
There you go.
And you want to bring that up.
Now?
Not a good move.
She's still loose from epidural. You're talking about getting a DNA. And here's the thing. I understand why guys don't. I do understand that because you get caught up in the magic of the moment as well.
Of course you do. You think whether that's your kid or not, you're thinking
right.
That's your kid. You're happy. You're proud. You're in love with your woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You're in love with your woman. And you're thinking, hey, this is great. I know when my son and my daughter was born, that was the furthest thing from my mind.
Exactly.
I wasn't thinking that. That wasn't on my mind at all. I was so happy to see my son and my daughter brought into the world.
Right, right.
I was like, yes, this is awesome.
Right.
This is awesome. But here's the messed up part. You've got some, I'm using the term loosely, couples, when they meant they fight. He's cheating on her, she cheating on him. They can't get along. They had those fights where the police are called a lot. They had them fights where someone is hanging on the hood of the car while they're driving down the expressway at 40 miles an hour. One of those relationships.
Uh-huh.
And they mess around and have a baby. She knows she not going to be with him. He know he not going to be with her.
But you know what it is, real quick? I think a part of that is people believe – well, I'm going to let you finish first, then I'm going to
okay. They know they're not going to be together, yet they're going to bring this child into the world. And then if they got the child, they still fight, and now the child is used as a football,
as
a form of punishment against one another.
All right. But we got a call coming. Well, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe a lot of times that people, when that happens, they believe that having that baby will bring them closer together when it's not always true. But we got a call coming
I got you.
And we got to check in with that.
Yeah, 850, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yeah, we talking to you. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so excited to get in. Oh, okay, I want to touch on this blood test, this paternity test that you guys just mentioned.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
It is imperative, my brother. First of all, it should be a test. It's unfortunate that it needs to be. But a woman worth her salt is not worried about you. I have never wondered who was my child's father. It was never something that it could scare me or, now, granted, it might offend me when I had not as much understanding going through what I've been through with my husband and his children's mother. That's taught me a lot. But as a mature woman, thinking about the kids, every man, it should be mandatory when they test the child to see if they have the what is it, when they have yellow around their eyes or whatever, jaundice, they should test to see who this child's father is, because so many people are playing games and children are being born into situations where the intent is male from the beginning.
Absolutely.
And brothers have to protect themselves and their seed so bad. We are hurting so bad because I feel you that I wouldn't want my husband or my child's father to come to me right after I gave birth and say, hey, babe, you know, can I get them to test? Like, that wouldn't be nice. But if it was mandatory, if women knew going into that hospital that the man she had there smiling and grinning about that baby was going to find out if that was his baby in 30 minutes, a whole lot of games would get cut out on both sides.
Man, yes. I like that. And much respect to you for being bold enough to say that, because there's a lot of women out there who would not find a mandatory test like that palatable at all.
No, they wouldn't. And you know how sad that is, because the sad reality is I can't even take much props. I appreciate the sentiment you offered it in, but as collectively as women, we're failing our community because we need to be self-policing. Because I pray every day for my children to have someone to marry, you know, for them to have someone of caliber to marry. But then when I watch sisters play games with brothers, play games, you know, single, and I'm just going to speak on women. A lot of single women use being a single mom as a status symbol. I know that seems crazy, but they do, because what they're doing with it is they're playing games. An involved father, and I'm just speaking personally from my life experience, an involved father, it knocks your hustle if the aunt that you keep running to pay your light bill or your water bill knows that that dude is paying you $500 every month. So what do you really need help with? Oh, you're spending your money on the freshest kicks for you, because the kids are taken care of, because the dad's taking care of the kids, but you really don't want him around because that knocks your hustle.
Yeah.
Because you don't really want to grow up. You don't really want to sacrifice. You just want, the whole world has bought into the small number of men who don't help their kids, because it's a small number of men. It's not an epidemic. The sad part is the epidemic are the women who are denying the fathers the opportunity to be a part of their children's lives. Because, see, when a woman wants child support, she gets that help free. All she has to do is go stand in the line and say, you know what, this dude won't pay me any money. And they say, oh, we'll help you. But when a man says, this woman won't let me see my kids, he has to pay for that help.
Yep.
He can't go to that same office and say, those are my children. I help take care of them. I fathered them. You say they should have a mother and a father. Where's my free attorney?
Yeah. What's your name, sister?
My name is Tara.
818-514-102. You heard from Tara, and she broke cold.
She did.
I want to hear from y'all out there. Whether you agree or disagree, I want to hear from y'all out there. Thank you, sister. I'm not letting you go. I had to put you on pause because I just want to get that out there.
Put her on hold because I'm sure somebody is going to hear what she just said, and they're going to want to say something behind that. Real quick before we get into two other things, that one, she really did. We didn't have to say a word. That came from a woman's mouth. A woman's mouth that we didn't say a word.
Yep.
Had the two brothers said exactly what this woman just said, we'd be looked as, y'all don't understand women, y'all don't get women, y'all are just, we're sexist, and all these, and trust me,
yep.
Brothers got that. We've been hurt. That's been hit with us many a times. Brushes off our shoulder, but at the same time, we've been hit with that, and all we were doing was saying the exact same thing this woman just said.
I mean, just the fact that she's wise enough and mature enough to understand the position that a man is put in because of the law. The
exactly.
law that was helped crafted by feminists out there has painted me in a position that I need to immediately start seeking a DNA test. But you know what? It's a whole lot of things to that a man has to do that's not cool. If me and sisters having a baby and we want to go looking for a crib, a bassinet,
right,
car seats,
right,
bottles, gloves, Pampers,
whatever,
all of that, I'm not supposed to take out the Visa and swipe, it's all done. I should be writing out a check to her saying child support,
yep,
just to cover me
and
cover my behind in case the relationship go bad.
And the crazy part about that is, in the law now, you have to do that if y'all break up. Because if you don't
even if you don't break, before you break up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, but I mean, like, if you do it before you break up.
Last bridge.
You break up, if you can't say, hey, I've been doing this through statement of, and you can come up with look at these
receipts. Don't matter.
Receipts don't matter. And that's crazy because you're asking yourself, okay, how come these receipts, I'm not buying Pampers for me. I'm not buying them for her.
Yep.
They're going to the kid. It has, you know, whatever address or whatever on it. Why do these things not matter? Because the law that says exactly what the sister just said as far as you can go in there, and they'll give the woman A through backwards R of help. But the dude has to come and out of pocket, and we're going to get into something that just happened out of pocket, though. But out of pocket, she can get help from the beginning to the end. The man must pay from jump to begin. You got to pay just to get visitation to see your kid.
Yep. Sister, I'm putting you back on. You're back on.
I don't even know where to begin. But, yes, you do have to pay. And it is sad that a father's relationship is monetized because I talked to my husband, child support, the real basis of it, it wasn't really child support. It was really a way to get alimony when you had not been married or you had been married and the man really didn't make enough to really owe you alimony, because when you think about, like, the whole thing about why can't you just pay for your child's bills or expenses as opposed to writing the mother a check? Because we have the situation where when the check goes to mom, hey, mom does what she wants to do with that. So when the check is gone and the child still doesn't have glasses, what do we do as parents? We buy the glasses too. So, you know, it's not just about providing for the children, because if that was the case, you could just say to the dad, hey, the mom should give you the expenses for the child that you both agreed on. You know, she can't just go out and say, oh, they're going to, you know, make up stuff, you know, just to have you paying. But it's a lot deeper than just the money. The money is just the way to prevent a man who's had a child with one woman, who may or may not be scorned. I have a child from a man. I'm not scorned with him. I've moved on. I have a husband, a beautiful family. I don't try and make his life a living hell, but there are a lot of sisters who haven't moved on. And when that man does, she feels affronted in some way or scarred in some way, and her life's mission is to make her presence known. But the real victims are the children. We're adults. We played. We made these beds, as your parents say. Now we have to lay in them. We can take it. But when I look at my stepchildren, and I don't call them stepchildren, I'm using that for clarification, but when I look at them and I see that they're not allowed to express the love that they have for me in their home because their mom feels threatened by it, I realize that woman isn't whole, because my daughter has a stepmother, a white stepmother. I'm a black woman, and her stepmother is white, and she came to me and she said, Mom, how would you feel if I called her mom? And I said, call her mom, because you know what? I know that my daughter is not going to forget who her mama is on any day. She can't forget who I am. But what it made me feel was that woman is doing something that makes her feel mothered. And when she's not in my house, that's the best thing I could ask God for, is that the other woman who is in that place who married her dad would make her feel welcomed. Why would I have a problem with that if I'm balanced? If I love my daughter.
Because
hold on. Hold on. This is for you. This is for you. That was very profound, and that was a beautiful statement you said right there. We got to give you your flowers for that.
Yeah. And the most profound thing about what she said is still ringing in my head. She said she's balanced.
Yep.
That rings so loud in my head, because you would have some, and it's not just women, but you'd have some guys too who don't want to pick up their kid because the woman has moved on.
Yep.
And she's happy.
Don't let the guys off the hook.
No,
you're absolutely right.
You
got
dudes that just say, oh, well, that dude's there, have him do it or whatever like that. And that's wrong. Don't do that. You got women that say, if the guy has moved on, oh, well, you moved on. I don't want that B around my daughter. I don't want that B around my son or whatever the case may be. And you got to, like she said, you know, that the woman that hurt, you have to have faith in what the man may do, that he's not going to allow anybody to just be around his kid. Trust that man, and guys, trust that woman, that she's not going to let some guy just randomly hold your kid. But we got to take a real quick break. Sister, hang on with us. We'll be right back. Truth Brothers Radio.
No weapons.
Don't need no ammunition.
No ammunition.
It's killing up the nation.
Brothers Radio. Brothers Radio.
If you don't have an iPhone, I'd ask you what's wrong with you, but I already know. You're poor, or a loser, or a person who doesn't care about technology, which means you're either poor or a loser. We didn't even make this commercial to sell you an iPhone. We made it to mock you for being one of the have-nots. We are the Smeeches with stars upon bars, and you are one of the regular Smeeches. If you don't have an iPhone, honestly, good. In your face. If you don't have an iPhone, frankly, go fuck yourself.
And I ain't saying a thing, you know?
Bruce Brothers Radio.
Man, I chose to travel the hard
way. Physically package it and ship it to distributor. Labels, we ain't giving up a signature. Kindness to give it as they hardly won't consider us. Like health in 11-7 Leviticus. I said, geez, sir, press this final up. But obviously, it ain't love that I'm fighting up. Tight enough, only four fives I'm rapping on like four-track line. But this time, the natural force. Your buck, we give you more bang for. Before my C's like Method Man and Gangsta. Barbie, I'd have the trunk making a way. Without substantial commercial radio play. Self-determination is exactly where my mental is. Emphasis on respecting my temperance. I know that change the only constant in life, but I refuse to do it wrong, so my units move right.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We're talking about single parents, not single mothers, single parents, single mothers, single dads, people who are out there with the struggles of having to do it by themselves. But we're adding a little twist to that. We're asking, do you see people who go out of their way to be single? Someone who constantly messes with the wrong type of dude. A dude who constantly messes with the wrong type of girl, and bam, they pregnant and here you go again. Or you see dudes who they got you met them, they got two other baby mamas, and you see that they don't do nothing for them, but you still get knocked up.
Happens all the time.
There you go. 818-514-1202 is the number. Feel free to chime in and say what you got to say. But, you was telling me something. What is Sneeches?
Oh, Sneeches is what Reggie Bush did to us yesterday.
Yeah.
Bears. We got Sneeches.
Yeah, yeah, but, we got Sneeched. Right.
But, I mean, real quick, man, that word, that balance that she said, still ringing in my head because a lot of times, I mean, true, we're emotional. I understand that. People are emotional to an extent. And I understand that sometimes you let your emotion cloud your logical judgment. And I can get how that can happen at times. When there's a child involved, I don't think that you should do that. I don't think that you should get to a point where you're like, you know what, I will overlook the greater good of the child just to spite her. Or I will overlook the greater good of the child just to spite him. That's not, and like the lady said, who's actually suffering at the end of that? People can be single parents. You can have two single parents that can coexist on the same child. A man can be a single parent, and a woman can be a single parent. Y'all just not together, but y'all can coexist as parents.
But you put your petty differences aside to do what's best for the kid. Yeah, you caught me. You caught me in the shower with the maid.
You're Stephon Marbury.
Right. You caught me butt naked in with the maid. Yes, you did. And I'm a no good, dirty rat. But I love my kid.
Exactly.
You love your kid.
No. And you know what I hear all the time? Like, and vice versa, dude catch a chick, the female, and that'll happen. The man or the woman will say, no, you didn't. If you loved your kid, you wouldn't have did that. That's not true. What happened in that shower, I would never plan on doing with my kids. So how can you say that? How does that tie into the same thing?
And relationships are far more complicated than all men just do is cheat. They just dogs. No. A lot of times when there is cheating in a relationship, it's a crime of omission or commission, or it's cause and effect.
True. True. Absolutely.
It's cause and effect. It's something, sometimes angst in a relationship that's making the dude lash out or the female lash out. Sometimes if the female, I'm cutting you off, I don't want to deal with you, I don't like the way you talk to me, because in your house you heard your dad call your mom everything other than a child of God in the book, and now you're acting that out. You don't technically know no better, and it's just coming out, and then that causes a split in the relationship, and then there you are in the strip club.
And another thing, and even with that, though, man, you got, like, it's crazy that you mentioned that, because, like I said, I was watching that movie Insecure, and that played right. No, see,
yeah,
I mean,
I got
I get it. I know it's a funny bad move, but in all seriousness, the part where the girl was getting ready to cheat on the guy who was providing everything for her. He provided her with an awesome life that she never had before. And the thing is, she was getting ready to cheat with a dude who didn't have as much, but she was getting mentally and verbally beaten by this dude.
Right. And the materialism don't matter.
I digress. I just had to say that, though.
I got you. No, that's nice. That's nice. 818-514-1202.
Don't forget to press that number one to join the conversation.
There you go.
We are talking about single parents, male and female. And
but, yeah, and then there's, you know, I want to see more stories out there about the single male who's out there taking care of his kid, out there taking care of his seeds, out there doing what he's supposed to do, or to do who, hey, I'm trying to get visitation. I'm sitting here trying to see my kid, and I keep getting blocked at every turn.
Yeah.
I kind of like something that the sister said. How about when you split up, short of you finding 12 kilos of cocaine in my trunk?
Right.
How come the minute we split up, it should be joint custody right out the gate?
Exactly.
Right out the gate, it should be joint custody. And we can play the, the game, the money game, if you want to. But guess what? The 6 months when I have the kid, then you got to pay child support.
But see,
that would never fly.
That would never fly.
That
won't fly because
that will never fly.
There's no money for it in that. There's
money for it, but not with how they want it.
And another thing, I want to clear up something for a lot of people. Ladies, and I know y'all get down to that child support office, and y'all go full bananas after they provide this illusion of what you think you're going to get.
And I was about to say, yeah, and when they get down there, sometimes it's the I'm going to be honest, the woman sitting behind the desk at the child support office who says, yeah, we finna get you paid.
True.
What did he do, girl?
And I'm saying this because I've had female friends call me and tell me what went on, what happened. Like, yo, you ain't going to believe this. Yo, they said this. Yo, this is what went down. They encourage you to come down there and say, yeah, it was a season that just passed not too long ago where they were calling women with kids, hey, hurry up, get down here. We need you to get down here, bring your kid, whatever, blah, 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 this, that, and third, because we need to get them tested. They need to get them physical exams for school. School exams. And a friend of mine was telling me, like, and she.
Right.
She was telling me, good sister, was telling me, yeah, I don't know why, but they was trying to get me to come down there and hurry up and get my kid, get the paperwork to get the kid tested for school and get his physical and everything. And I didn't get it until my baby daddy called. Well, she didn't say my baby daddy. I'm just using
right.
She
right.
said her son's name. He's like, blah, blah. His father had called me and said, what the beep is this? Why are they having me pay all this extra? And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. They hit my man for $500 cash.
$500.
To get this test done. And he was like,
school physical.
And she had said, well, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just knew they just said the kid needs. And she thought it was just to keep up with what was going on with the system.
Right.
She didn't know.
Right.
But it was a scam that they were down there running to get some
jerking
more cash.
Dudes out of $500 for a school physical. A school physical at your HM, for your doctor is $25.
Yep.
$500.
Yep.
That's wrong.
Absolutely.
And that's the state.
Exactly.
That's the
And you know
system.
What's wrong about that, man, is that even after that situation happened or whatever, after all that went down and they wind up squashing, you know, the small things, she was like, look, do what she saw. And I got to give her, she's one of them women that say, look, I see that you're hurt. Because the dude was trying.
Right,
I see that you're hurt. Look, she got him off.
It's tough times out there.
She got him off, but he still had to pay.
He still got to pay the
state.
Because she can't stop it.
Yeah, she can't stop it. Because when she wanted to go down there and stop it, once she said she wanted to go down there and stop it, they was like, are you sure? We can still do this. We can still
hey,
do that.
You ain't seen plan B.
Right.
Getting them here was just part of it.
And it's like they try to give this, they give this illusion to some women from what I was told. Again, I'm repeating everything that was told to me through a woman, people. They should give this illusion that a check can be the kid's father. And then when the dude say, okay, you want the check to be the father, here you go, I'm backing out, the dude's considered wrong.
Now he's a bum.
So I'm trying to figure out where's the balance in that, though, because if you have faith in a man and he's saying he's a good dude, why go there?
And we not letting all the men off.
No, absolutely.
Look, sisters, look. In a couple of weeks, Truth Brothers will have a episode called Dude. What's wrong with you?
No doubt. We will be doing that show.
Dude, what's wrong with you? You be there, tell your story. Because we got all dudes ain't clean in this.
No.
A lot of reason this system got built is because in the 70s and the 80s was a whole lot of dudes slanging their missiles around and not doing a damn thing. And that opened the door for this type of injustice because they had it their way for so damn long. And they were screwing over people.
Mm-hmm.
They were screwing over people.
Yeah. And another thing that I've been watching or I've been seeing, rather, let me say, is I've seen Baby Mama versus Baby Mama. I've been watching these shows and I've been seeing it in the street.
That's a show?
No, it's not a show.
Oh,
I'm talking
about
I see it on shows.
Gotcha.
And
yeah,
I see it
I thought
in the street.
BET struck again.
Oh, BET, BM versus BM. But, the thing about it is I've been watching these things, I've been seeing it, and I the thing that bothers me about it is that the women who are, y'all, first off, women, y'all, I love women. I love y'all. I honestly do love true women's nurturing side, because a dude, no matter how tough he is, needs that nurturing side from a female. He needs that woman who's gonna rub their head. Like I don't know.
No
why.
Doubt.
I love
no
a
doubt.
Woman to rub
nothing like
head.
Nothing like a hard day at the grease mill.
Yeah.
And there she is. Pop. Got you right. Hey, I know you've been. Hey, I got. I ran a shower for you. Come on in here. And let me bust the bumps on your back.
Yeah. Go palm. Let me go Pomeroy on your back.
Get the Pomeroy.
Right.
We're gonna bust your back.
and that's cool, man. Cause I do. Again, balance. The word
balance. Yeah,
because
I love to see a sister come home from a hard day's work.
Yeah.
Take your shoes off. Put your feet up here. I got you. I got
it's
you. I won't put the Pomeroy on there because that's for men.
That's Pomeroy's for boys.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, to say that, you know, and like you said, it's that about, like, if and guys, let's, damn, I'm going to get into it. Okay,
yeah.
First.
Yeah.
Guys, don't claim to be man of your castle when you live in her house. You can't do that. You cannot do that. You can't sit on her.
I'm running around here.
You can't sit
my
on her.
My name ain't on the lease.
But
I'm running.
Right.
Now get the PlayStation.
I wish you leave so I could play Grand Theft Auto 5 that you bought me because I'm not working. See, here's the things that bother me about dudes right now.
And,
if
you're not working, if you're not working, hey, it's tough
it's out,
hard
there. Out here.
I got you. But clean a house.
Contribute.
Bust a dish. Bust a pot. How about she come home and you done cook? Not beans and franks. Not go to just turkey.
Right.
Oh, I got the turkey tips for you and links.
I know what you like. Dude, and here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with doing that for your woman. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with cleaning the house for your woman because you're down on your luck for now. There's nothing wrong with running a bath for her. There's nothing wrong when she gets in, you rubbing her back. That does not make you less than a man. In her eyes, you look like more of a man because you're doing a quote-unquote, and I have to say quote-unquote,
I took the kids to school.
Exactly.
I'm going up there to see the teacher. Don't worry about it. You stay at work. I got this.
Right.
I'll pick them up. I'll take them to Little League.
I know you were tired, so I took – hey, I got everything ran for you. Food's in the oven. I'm going to take the kids out. We're going to go out for a while. You relax. That's nothing wrong with that.
The have and have nots are coming on.
You relax.
I TiVo'd
the bad Tyler Perry show. I know you like.
I DVR'd. I can't say TiVo no more. They're just obsolete.
Right.
I DVR'd the have and have nots and love thy neighbor.
I don't like this crap, but you worked all day.
You worked all day doing third shift. Who am I not to do that? And guys get it real bad just because you got a thing between your legs that automatically makes you a man. No.
Nope.
That's not the situation.
Nope. Jangalang don't make you a man.
Actions make you a man, bro. And therefore, do your actions. Do your diligence. It's nothing wrong with doing housework. And you can't lay up in her crib.
I can't live in no dirty house.
Oh, yeah.
That whole myth about a man's house look like the Odd Couple. Yeah. I don't get down like that.
Dude.
I keep the clean house.
Dude.
I can dust and I can walk. Matter of fact, I'll put a challenge out there to any lady. I'll wash clothes better than any one of y'all out there.
There it is.
Yep. I got to have my clothes clean.
Sure did. Anyway. Anyway. My question is, well, not my question, my statement to what you just said was, dude, I'm over at my crib, right? Got a friend coming through. She's coming through not to, you know, do nothing. She just came in town from, you know, Minnesota.
Right.
She came in town. She was like, yo, hey, haven't seen you in a while. How you been? This, that, and third. I'm like, I'm cool. Well, look, I got my sisters and everybody with me. Where are you staying? I told her where I stayed. She was like, yo, can I come through just to check out your place? Because she knew I had, with my smaller place,
right,
I kept it nice, so I had moved into a bigger place. She comes through to my bigger place or whatever like that. Dude, nice, right?
Right.
Her buddy come through and said, what woman did your house? Swear to God. What woman? No, I did my place.
Yep.
Me. I mean, my mom, she knows how to decorate, but no, I know how to do things.
There you go.
I don't need her to come through and show me these things. I just don't like, man, for then it went from that to, man, you gay or something? Because you like, it was clean.
Wow.
You
got a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some sugar in his tank, girl.
He don't have loose condom wrappers on the floor.
Wow.
Where's the magnums all over the floor and cum stains on the ceiling? That's what she's looking. Dude, I kid you not.
The Lactite.
Where's the Pomeroy? Like, where is that gel? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I had the back room where my kids came through. They would be there, and it was clean.
Right.
So I'm like, what do you mean? Like, well, man, for a dude, you keep your house clean.
For a nasty-ass dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then I felt disrespect, so I told her to leave, right? So
get yourself out.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know what? Me and you, we'll talk later, but she has to go, for real, because that's – your friend is a knocker. And that goes to what the women think of men now. Like, you have to be this trifling, nasty.
Nasty, right.
Anytime you do something good, you're not a man. You got to be cheating on me. You got to be beating me. You got to be doing
cussing.
You got to be
cussing out.
You got to not want to come home at night. You got to not want to be around your kids just so we can have this soap opera drama type life that they be living on the Kardashians or Husbands of Hollywood or what? Or not Hollywood,
right.
Was
that TN Tamora or whatever? Whatever.
The reality joints. Life ain't. Let me tell you something. Life isn't their reality. Life is our reality. Is what we live on a daily basis.
There
Therefore, live your reality.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you said, man, I remember, man, this was like back in 2000, man. I had my shorties. This is before they just abruptly got kidnapped and said, no, you can't do this no more.
Right.
I had them. I bake. I get out in the kitchen a little bit.
Right on.
Not no chef, but I know how. I know my way around a stove and a sink around a little
they
bit.
They'd be a little dry, but that's
right.
Cool.
No, never that, never that.
No, okay.
But yeah, I had this date, right? So chick come by, and I let her in. I say, hold on a little bit before we leave. I gotta finish what I'm doing. I'm icing a cake, right?
Right.
For my shorty, so when they come back from the weekend with their mom, we got chocolate cake.
Right.
Dad is great, you know.
Right. Bill's cake.
I'm icing up the cake, and she looking at me like. Are you a chef? No, I work for the phone company. I'm just doing what I do.
Right.
And she got on the phone because a girl called, and she steps out, but I can hear.
Of course.
And she, girl, yeah, he is, yeah, he's over there baking a cake. Yeah, girl, he domesticated and everything.
I know somebody done trained him well.
I got a little offended. I was like, hey, you domesticate a horse.
There you go.
A dog. I didn't like that.
He's been trained.
Rubbed me the wrong way a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, yeah, I said. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, my friend who just who I was just telling a story about, she just hit me online, heard what you just said. Yeah, my friend was bogus. She knew who I was talking about.
There you go.
Crazy joint.
Yeah.
Out to
yeah, and that's something else, man. Right now I'm looking at the queue. We got a board full of people, and that's beautiful. We got people on Facebook listening to the show. I love that. I want y'all to do us a favor. Do the Truth Brothers a favor. Take the show. Take the link. Pass it to three friends.
There you go.
Pass it to three friends and tell them, hey, we got this show. Yeah, it's Truth Brothers Radio. These fools are funny. They're smart. Here, check it out. And hopefully they'll pass it to three friends. When y'all sitting there on you, if you're listening to it on your iPhone, go into iTunes. We're in iTunes. I like to go into the Apple Store every once in a while and commandeer the giant screen and put Truth Brothers Radio up. I done did that a couple of times. Good but man. Go in there and give us a review. Give us a couple of stars and tell us what you think. Spread the word about the show and give us some feedback. Tell us what you think.
If you hate us.
Yes, if you hate us. Them Trump bros are ignorant.
Yeah.
They was talking about Pomeroy and everything. And everything.
I don't like back.
I don't like it. My kids heard it. Not nice. Say that. Don't just give us love. Give us everything you got. Whatever you got to say, give it to us.
Trump juice. It
yeah.
Matter.
But pass the show around. We really need that to continue our growth. We really do.
Oh, and yeah, just letting y'all know. So, we're going to get into this again. But another joint is our next show will be our 100th show since we're talking about what we're doing. Our 100th show will be next week, y'all. Dude, I don't think people understand. If y'all knew what it took to get here, this started, I don't even say it started as a little idea. It did start as a
little idea from
and,
the producer Supreme.
Yeah, and it just blew and grew to what it is today, man. Even all of our Instagram followers and everybody who's
Twitter
and Facebook and everything, man, this everything started from three people. That's it.
Just screwing around.
Just talking, just three people sitting down, doing what we do, enjoying each other's company, and cracking jokes. That's how everything started. So to reach a point where we're at 100, I mean, last...
That's beautiful, man. 100, we're 100 shows. We're closing in on our 100th show. When we started this, our first ratings was 15.
Mm-hmm.
15. We are now 50,000 strong.
No doubt.
Truth Brothers Nation is 50,000 strong, and we thank y'all from the bottom of our heart for that.
No doubt.
Because we've come a long way, and it's been lovely. It's been fun, man. This, I used to hate Mondays.
Yeah.
This I look forward to Monday.
Simply for this.
Sunday night, I get hyped because I know Monday's coming.
Exactly. And it's not even just that, man. I mean, we all still work and everything on Mondays, and but still, y'all don't understand the work that goes into, like, doing these shows. And it's, like, it's so much work that the producer knew that if she couldn't give everything into it, that
yep.
she knew she'd be,
yep.
she had to, hey, look, I love y'all,
and
love
she,
the show.
She lamented. She tried to work every way she could to be here, and she just and it just wasn't gonna work out that way. And we was like, "You've been given a great opportunity. You got to go ahead and work on your career. Go do what you do." She checks in on us from time to time, but she misses us,
yeah,
and we miss her.
Absolutely. So you guys got to understand, man. It's emotional. It's a lot of things, man, because this year, this struggle to get to, like he said, the 50,000. That means at least 50,000 people heard the Truth Brothers, heard our voices. And for that, man, I never.
All over the world, not just America.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we do Google checks. We do Google checks where, because they said for a successful show, you're supposed to have search engine domination, which means when someone is looking for this show, put in TRUF or Actual Truth, you want our show to pop up. When people like Joe Oliver got mm-hmm. famous, we jumped right in there. So anytime you go on YouTube and you look up Joe Oliver, Truth Brothers will pop up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we do Google checks. And it was times when we were doing our Google checks and we were seeing our show reviewed and highlighted in London,
yep.
in India.
Mm-hmm.
There's a channel in India that got our YouTube clips.
I actually called in here from India.
Yeah, dude called in from London.
Yeah.
We had a person call in from Australia before. But that's what we love, man. That's what we're trying to do here.
So. Yeah, I mean, but we closing down, man, and I mean, but it another killer show, man. I mean, just I had to say that. And again, I wish we had the lady. Can't remember her name.
She's
right
still
now.
There.
Yeah,
she's still here. You want to holler at her?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, sister, you back on?
Hey.
We just want to thank you for all the wonderful comments that you gave. That's why we do this show. We love to just hear people come and just speak your truth. You said what you needed to say, not what we wanted you to say, and that's what we like.
But go ahead, say what you're about to say.
Well, I just want to congratulate you guys in advance for 100 shows. I don't know everything that went into it, but I know perseverance was the main ingredient. And congratulations, and just thank you for being out there for us to have an opportunity to talk about things that affect us daily. And I just want to leave y'all with continue doing what you're doing. But I know you said that you were going to do a show about men who aren't doing what they're doing. And I just want to challenge you that it's okay not to do that because I feel like we are where we are. I want to challenge the women. If all men are dogs, if all men ain't ish, who raised them? These men are being raised by a nation of women for whatever reason. Like you talk about the young men who are shooting up each other and all of this. Let's take responsibility. If we're queens and if we're all powerful and if we can do everything that we say we can do, let's save our families, our children, our men. Every man is someone's father. Every man is someone's brother. I have 5 sons. Let's save our sons. We save our children. We save our daughters. We save our family. So brothers have been beat down long enough. If y'all don't do that, who cares if people think you're unbalanced? You're really bringing balance back, and that's all I'm going to say. But thank you for being out here and Godspeed.
And thank you very much, man. Well, we're going to let that be the last word because I don't think we can say anything better than that. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in, checking us out.
Don't sweat the technique.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at a loss for words. And
yeah,
I
that was
gotta,
beautiful.
I might have to look her up and bring her back to something. I might have to.
I got you. We can do that. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been a G-Network presentation, and we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in.
Peace, y'all.
Peace, peace.